Check 1, 2, check 1, 2. Well, we're back one more time. So let's check it out. Let's talk about the culture of the Arizona Cardinals. Over the years, the Phoenix Cardinals, Arizona Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals, Chicago Cardinals, Afghanistan Cardinals, wherever they came from, I don't know. They've been around for 103 years, so. The culture. Has there ever truly been a culture as far as a football culture? And when I say football culture, and that I'm talking about locker room tenacity, grit and will to compete at the highest level by every player on the roster, by everyone in the organization, coaching staff, front office, you know. Has there ever been that tenacity in the culture? Now, I've seen flashes of it throughout the years, even back in the 70s when they had Jim Hart at quarterback. I mean, man, you know, like some young Jackie Smith at tight end. Yeah, Jackie Smith, the same Jackie Smith that dropped that touchdown in the end zone against the Steelers, I think in 79 Super Bowl, when he dropped that pass in the end zone right in his gut, could have won the Super Bowl against the Steelers. That Jackie Smith, but he started out with the Cardinals, so you know, we had the receivers, man, Moore, great running backs, Terry Metcalf, one of the meanest, nastiest offensive linemen ever to play the game in history, Conrad Dobler. That's back in the days when they could legally wear cast material, cast on their hands to hit you with and to club you with, and everybody came off them. After every game, there was split noses, missing teeth, blood on the uniforms. That NFL, you know, not the glorified thing we get today, where you can't even look at a defensive guy, can't even look at a cornerback. I mean, excuse me, a receiver wrong, and without getting a flag thrown his way. So, that type of player. But the Cardinals have never had that culture, you know, that true culture. I mean, there's been flashes of it with the you know, Larry Legend brought it here. We've seen flashes of it when we drafted Matt Leinart, number one out of USC. There was flashes of it there with Denny Green, his coach, and. You know, there were flashes of it with, you know, Adrian Wilson back there at safety, you know, the Ken Whisenhunt days, you know, man, you know, I mean, the Kurt Warner, you know, run to the Super Bowl with Larry, you know, even the Carson Palmer run to the NFC Championship game. But overall, it just, you know, it's just been flashes of it. The Bruce Arians era had some good flashes of it. I think as far as being the toughest, the culture was really tougher, I think tougher under the Bruce Arians regime, because he didn't stand for a lot of the stuff that the players get away with, but the Steve Wilks and the Cliff Kingsbury's of the world, you know. So, yeah. That's what we're looking for, culture, you know. And I'm talking about the three words that always stand out in my mind ever since at the press conference when they hired Jonathan Gannon from the Philadelphia Eagles. In his initial press conference, they asked him a question. Well, what do you see this team being? He said, we're going to be smart, we're going to be disciplined, and violent. I think that was his three words. I'm pretty sure he said smart, disciplined, and violent. And controlled rage, that's what he called it, controlled rage. You know, and when anybody says that, you know, that shows a mentality he wants all his players to have, to be dogs, to be violent within the rules of the game. Don't get no stupid penalties, but, you know, basically what he wants is 11 Buda Bakers on the field. That type of tenacity and that type of professionalism and football savvy. That's what he's looking for, right? But I think we're going to surprise a lot of people. One thing that our culture is really suffering with out here is a lot of if you go to the Cardinals games out here, I even had season tickets back from 2006 to 2013. But even then, you would go to Cardinals games, and let's say, for instance, we were playing the Dallas Cowboys. And that would be, I would say, almost a 50-50 split in the stands between Cardinals fans, Cowboys fans, a lot of teams. And the team traveled well. And that's because of a lot of the Cardinal fans would sell the tickets to their family members who support the other teams, whatever team it was coming in, or they would just put them, sell them. Like, no, eat the ticket. And that's been a problem. I mean, now you go to a Cardinals game. From what I heard, it's like my next door neighbor has season tickets. Him and his lady has season tickets, and it's like, okay, it's like, whatever. If they're playing Philly, it's like, hey, Philly fans, if you're playing Kansas City, half the stadium's Kansas City Chiefs fan. There's no home field advantage. It's just as loud as there. It's just as loud as in there when they're on defense with our fans as it is when we're on defense and their fans. It's just as loud, It's deafening. So that's not no home field advantage in no way. So we got to get that back. We got to fill the stands with true-blooded Cardinal fans. At least instead of 50-50, it's got to be at least an 80. Very minimum 80-20 ratio to 85 to 15% ratio. I mean, it has to be abundantly noticeable that there's more Cardinal fans in that stadium than the opposing teams who we're playing against, right? So I think the culture's coming, and I think we're going to do better than they're predicting. We had sports talk out here. Someone predicted that we might win 2 games, 2-15. I think we're going to surprise a lot of people. I really do. I think we might make a run for a wild card spot. I have confidence, with or without Kyler Murray, some kind of way we'll get it done, right? With this new regime, so I think they're going to coach him up. The guy's already here working right now, working in the weight room. Kyler Murray's been in the weight room for ever since he could walk around. So he's been here. He stayed here. He lives in Dallas, but he's been here the whole off season in the weight room. They're saying, the new coach saying he's Collins the first one in and the last one out at night. That means he's putting in the work. He's already doing squats. And don't be surprised if he starts the first game of the season for Collins. Do not be surprised. You've heard it here first. A little prediction. But if not, we got a young quarterback we just drafted. And believe me, with a bunch of these young coordinators, he's brought in these young position coaches. I think it's new juice in the building, new electricity in the building. And plus, we got a killer rookie class. All right? So, yeah, that's it. Appreciate y'all listening, man. So, until the next one, God bless, man. Everybody be cool. I'll see you on the next one. I'm out.